What's the most ridiculous or offensive thing someone has said to you? I have a prosthetic eye. While it looks pretty good, it doesn't look exactly like the other eye because, you know, it's a prosthetic eye and all. But it's not that different and looks very natural. I was picking up some documents at a nearby store. When I took off my sunglasses, the following ensued. This lady said, "Oh, you have really bad allergies." Me? "No, ma'am, it's a prosthetic eye."
"No, no, your eye, it has allergies. You should see a doctor."
"Thank you. I see plenty of doctors about it, but it's a prosthetic eye."
"No, you should see an allergy doctor."
At this point, I gave up and just stopped talking to her. While it was insulting, it was also just shocking that someone could be that dense. It's not that I think she didn't understand what prosthetic meant. She was middle-aged and spoke fluent English. She wasn't foreign or senile and seemed to understand what I said, but disagreed. Grr.
Why didn't you pop it out and hand it to her?
"Oh, I should have done that, but first pretended to rub it. Oh, yeah, this itch is so bad, I'm gonna have to— Oh my god!
If I ever need a glass eye, I will definitely insist on creating one that has a red LED inside that I can somehow control, and make it come on as I glare at people like this. I have a prosthetic leg, and it's also very real looking, but I wear a knee support, so occasionally if I'm wearing shorts, someone will come up to me and insist I should go to the doctor to sort out my knee problems. Often people will think I'm joking when I tell them it's a false leg. One person, like the one in your story, wouldn't believe me at all, and was getting quite wound up about me taking the mickey. So what I did was say, "Fine, I'll get it checked out, it actually feels a little worse today." Then I grabbed my false leg where it joins up with my real knee and acted like I was massaging it. As I did so, I gently lifted my stump about an inch out of the socket and began to twist the false leg around, going, "Ah, that feels so much better." I continued to massage and twist until the leg was completely backwards, with the foot pointing straight behind myself. Then I stretched myself up and said, "Ah, yeah, that's the stuff," and walked off with one leg facing completely backwards. The look on the guy's face was priceless and worth the discomfort of walking with my stump backward in the socket. I work in a New Yorker hotel, but I'm a native South African. A guest once asked me to see my manager because I was faking an accent to tee her off. When he confirmed that I'm not local, she rebutted that she had a South African friend who sounded nothing like me. She was quite upset. I moved from South Africa to Colorado when I was 12, and people called me a liar, saying I was faking a British accent and I was very bad at it. After that, I gave up and put on a fake American accent. What the frick? Some people are so ignorant. I would like to ask all of our South African viewers to either forgive me or join the ranks of equally annoyed people from literally any country I've tried to imitate in previous videos. I had this really dumb coworker. Not only was she dumb, but she would constantly browbeat everyone around with her ignorance. One of her more choice contentions was that Jews ripped off Yamaha's name for their little hat thingies. I have no idea how she rationalizes that. My ex-mother-in-law used to always give me these backhanded compliments. For example, "Oh, you got bangs. They really soften your face." Or, "Were you once really fat? You just have the kind of body that looks like it was once fat." My Dachshund has half blue eyes. It often comes up in conversation when he's out in public, like at a dog park. One time, a lady asked me about his eyes. I was ready for the normal conversation. "No, it's not common. Yes, it's a sign of inbreeding." Instead, she insists that he's part husky. My Dachshund. My 12-pound Dachshund that looks like a Dachshund. I tried to explain to her that there were other dog breeds, like Dachshunds, that sometimes have blue eyes. Nope, my dog was part husky, but only in the eyes, because that's how it works. My Spanish teacher, she taught Spanish and German, and the rest of the class kept trying to talk to me in German and pronounce my name with a horrendous German accent because I have blonde hair and blue eyes. After a few minutes, I caught on and said, "Actually, I'm a second-generation Hungarian-American, and I have no idea what you guys are saying." They refused to believe that was a country, and insisted that if it was, it must be the same thing as Germany due to my appearance. I was born in Ohio and lived in the middle of a very Italian neighborhood. I was the only person with very pale skin and light features. A guy in a classroom of 13-year-old kids explained that it's his honest opinion that I should do my part in making the world a better place by taking my own life because I'm gay. So I ask, "Who else thinks that people like me should take their own lives?" And 95% of the classroom raised their hand. Biggest what the frick moment I've experienced so far.
What the frick? Where was this?
It was in the Netherlands. Although the laws are good, and most people are good, we're not the gay nirvana that foreigners sometimes believe it to be. I hear this many times from foreign gays who moved here. That incident is an outlier, of course, and the kids were just following the macho guy in the class. Don't let it bug you. Kids are freaking stupid and just don't understand, so they say what they do to fit in with all the other idiot morons. I always wondered why older people hate teenagers when I was one. But now that I'm older, I'm only 25, I've realized why. I freaking hate teenagers. I think they're all a bunch of annoying, repetitive buttholes. Almost every single one of them will regret saying that in about 10 to 15 years. I know how bad I feel about being a jerk and a bully at that age. I'm albino, and I have vision problems because of it. I have to look at things very closely to read them. In high school, my French class had a substitute teacher. We were all quietly working on some homework, and of course, I was reading my book very close to my face. The substitute comes up to me and proceeds to tell me that I should really get glasses, not something that will fix my eyes. I try to explain to him that this isn't something that will help. Usually people leave me alone after I tell them this, but he kept going. The entire class was listening, and it was kind of mortifying, as my vision is something that has always made me feel slightly awkward and embarrassed. I finally said to him, "If you don't stop harassing me, I'm walking out right now, and trust me, I will not be the one getting in trouble for it." He shut up, but kept glancing my way for the rest of the class. In conclusion, I have crappy vision that can't be corrected, and someone was harassing me, telling me that it could be, and that I just needed glasses. We had a moment a bit like that with one of my friends who's colorblind. In a geography lesson, we were coloring in a map, and he colored the water purple accidentally. This was not long after we went to high school, so the teachers didn't really know about it yet, and the teacher then proceeds to accuse him of taking the Mickey and threatening to speak to the head of the year about it. Many moons ago in Walmart, I asked an employee where they had the World of Warcraft game cards. A nearby middle-aged customer asked me in his most condescending voice, "How old are you?" My reply was, "Old enough to mind my own business. How about you?" Zing! Got him. As a gamer well into his adult years who loves board games and D&D, I thank you for your defense of our kind, good sir. When someone said, "I stopped being your friend because I didn't think celiac disease was a real thing." English class, senior year of high school. There was one dense B-word that refused to believe that Venezuela, where I'm from, is an actual country. She was convinced it was a city in Mexico. End of the year, we have to hand in our papers. Now, this is high school, and I didn't really give a crap. I bullcrapped a 10-page paper, and apparently I've got some talent at writing essays, so I could usually bluff my way to a B or even an A. She sat next to me and was complaining that she did so much research and how unfair it was that she got a C. I got mine back, and she asks how I did. I handed her the paper, and she saw that I got an 85. She looked at it for a second, got up, walked over to the teacher, and accused me of plagiarism because, "He's Mexican, there's no way he could have written a better paper than me without cheating." Oy. It's alright, bro. Someone once asked me what part of Mexico Puerto Rico is in. There was a map right behind me.
"You should have said the Atlantic Ocean part."
My hair color is light brown, but when my beard or facial hair grows in, it grows in red. I used to be a busboy at a fancy restaurant near the Cleveland airport, and I was working Sunday brunch. Well, it started to get towards the end of the brunch, and this guy was sitting at a table near some others that I was currently cleaning. He's on his Bluetooth headset, mid-conversation, and without even skipping a beat, says to his friend, "Hold on one moment." Then he looks at me and says, "Excuse me, but are you Amish? You know, because your facial hair is red." I wasn't so much offended as I was thrown off guard. I looked at him with a half-fake smile and said, "No, sir, I'm not Amish. My facial hair just grows in red.
The only part I have trouble reconciling is that there would be a fancy restaurant in Cleveland."
My mother was friends with two sisters who were both wonderful people. One had an amazing singing voice and was very well known for this, while the other had a prosthetic leg from a childhood accident. One day, the sister with the prosthetic leg was approached from someone who asked,
"So are you the one with the leg or the one that can't sing?"
Our jaws dropped. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. I have a yeast allergy, so I can't have beer. I learned this when I was in high school and went to an allergist to get tested for food and environmental allergies.
The doctor had drawn a circle on my arm and pricked me with the test for yeast, and in the time it took her to turn around to pick up the next allergen and turn back, the test site had swollen as large as the circle she had drawn and was getting bigger. The first thing she said was, "Whoa, no beer for you." So clearly, it's a severe allergy. Anyways, every time I go out with new people to the bar, I have to explain why I can't go in on a pitcher or a bucket, and that doesn't really bother me. They don't know, and it's a good conversation starter to fall back on with new people. But what bugs me is the one person out of 10 that then persists in trying to get me to drink beer anyway. All night. They use arguments like, "If you've never drank beer, how do you know how you'll react?" and, "Oh my god, your life will never be complete unless you drink beer with me right now." Or, "Are you sure? My cousin's brother-in-law's friend is allergic to gluten, but he can still have this beer." If I can't tell you that I can't have beer because I have a serious allergy, do you really want me to ruin the night for everybody by requiring emergency medical care? I have an ethanol allergy, and it's infuriating how many people don't believe it. They think I'm lying and I get insulted because they think I have a moral objection to drinking, and that I think I'm better than they are, like my refusal to drink is a judgment against them. Or waitstaff that don't bother to tell the chef, and chefs that are insulted and cook the dish their way anyway. And then I'm in anaphylaxis because they took it personally. It's amazing how people think they know someone else's body better than they do themselves. My brother calls me an alligator during fights because of my eczema. I hope you bite him really hard, then drag him into a nearby pond. That'll show him. Don't forget to do a barrel roll. Seriously, that's their freaking jam. That's how they kill things.
Mine calls me a crocodile because of my smack addiction.
I'm a Jewish girl with extremely pale skin and bright blue eyes. People who don't know about my cultural or religious background often describe them as Aryan eyes.
My significant other gets this a lot whenever she goes on holiday. People are D-bags and I frickin' hate it. But if the person's American, you can always turn it on their head and say,
"So by that logic, you murder Native Americans and steal their land because that's what your ancestor was probably doing as well."
Hey, that's not fair. Don't forget the slaves too.
I'm living for all the saltiness in this group of stories today. More to come from our slighted kings and queens. I have something called cold urticaria, a skin allergy that causes me to develop hives when my skin is cold, and I've had it since I was 2 years old. It's not nearly as severe as it was when I was a kid, it almost killed me twice because I live in Wisconsin, but since it hadn't mostly resolved itself until my late teens, I was disqualified to donate blood plasma. So I'm a bit disappointed, make a status on my Facebook about it, and my aunt comments on it and we talk to each other for a bit. At the time, I worked at McDonald's, and I had a manager who was a bit of a know-it-all F-face, who likes to act knowledgeable about things he knew absolutely nothing about. Sometimes he'd spout off some crappy lecture for the heck of it, without even knowing what the frick he was talking about. I think he just liked to hear the sound of his own voice. Anyway, he saw my status and conversation on Facebook, and while we and a few other co-workers were all talking about something unrelated, he brings up, "So I saw on Facebook that you couldn't donate plasma." "Yeah, I'm allergic to the cold and it drops your body temperature, so I was disqualified from donating." "That's stupid. You can't be allergic to something like that." He then proceeded to try and argue with me about it, telling me that my parents were hypochondriacs, telling me my doctors were stupid, saying that an allergy like that doesn't exist, saying that if I have anything, it would have been eczema. I mean, frick, if that particular allergy didn't exist, I would have been able to donate my gosh darn fricking plasma. And then there's the fact that he had the nerve to try and call me out on that in front of all our co-workers, to try and make me look like a stupid liar. That teed me off so bad I wanted to stick his stupid face in the gosh darn deep fryer. Ugh, just thinking about it right now is teeing me off. Then later, after failing to make me look like a moron in front of everyone, because multiple people were backing me up, knowing what a dill hole he is, he tried to make it so I wasn't teed off at him anymore and convinced me to agree to disagree. That night, I deleted him off my Facebook so he wouldn't try to pull crap like that again. Just writing this story makes me so mad. I want to drive over there, see if he's working, and punch him in the face. I mean, this wasn't the only thing he did that teed me off. He was generally really obnoxious and annoying, and the only manager I had at that workplace that really teed me off all the time. Gosh darn it, what a moron. In a class in college, we were talking about organ transplants, and the professor asked if anybody had any personal stories about it. And I said I had a liver transplant and told a bit of my story. A girl, after, raised her hand and said, "I think we should stop everything like that because the world is overpopulated as it is." I stared, completely in shock that she'd say that right after I said I would have died years ago if it wasn't for a transplant.
I think it would have been appropriate to stand up, point at her, and say, "Frick you too, madam." Bet the professor wouldn't have even been that annoyed. When I was a kid, I crashed into a set of trees while sledding. The trees were so slim that my leg got twisted around them. It took a few minutes for my sister and nephews to get it out, and all the while I'm screaming and crying. I hobble inside the house, freaking out because the pain was so bad I thought it was broken. I go to my parents for help, and they took one look at me and say, "Stop whining, it doesn't hurt," and went off to do what they were previously doing. I collapsed from the pain and had to go crawl up the stairs to my room. All the while, my stepmom's standing over me, calling me a faker and a liar, and telling me to stop being so dramatic. I ended up passing out in the upstairs living room from the pain and dizziness. My leg wasn't broken, but I think it did get somewhat effed up, since I walk with a limp to this day.
Gosh darn, you're still doing that fake limp thing? Drama queens, I mean, really? Sincerely, your stepmom.
While giving my information to a store so I could rent video games. The store employer, name,
me, Diana,
yes, that's my real name,
proceeded to spell my name.
Are you sure? Doesn't it have two N's?
No, just the one.
Are you sure?
I hand her my driver's license. Pretty darn tootin'.
Oh, okay.
I have a good one. My grandmother, who has Alzheimer's disease, lives with us, and she recently had a UTI. While in the hospital, she had a permanent catheter installed, and when she finally came home, a nurse, a bit of a B-word I might add, came and showed my parents how to empty her bag. The nurse claimed that my grandma didn't have Alzheimer's, but was confused because memory loss can be apparently a symptom of a UTI. Even after my parents showed the nurse documentation, she still persisted. It was enough to mildly tee off my dad and upset my mum. I hid the fact that I was deeply mentally unwell and was on medication from my mum for months because I knew she wouldn't handle it well. When I did tell her about it, she said that I was faking it and using it as an excuse for my poor grades, which happened because of how severe my depression was. She told me that I was using my medication as a crutch. This is from the woman who's trying to use her medicated bipolar to get into disability allowance. My name is Eli. Everyone insists on calling me Elijah even when I say my name is just Eli. One of my coworkers will comment on how Asian my hairstyle or outfit was on any given day, complete with appreciative leers when I look more Asian than usual. I'm a little curious as to what that coworker in question feels would be particularly Asian attire. I'm going to be honest. My name is Ian. Simple, right? I-A-N. Nope, not apparently. The most common spelling of my name when I tell it to people is E-A-N, followed by just E-N and E-U-M. I don't have a speech impediment or anything. The worst was E-E-Y-U-M. E-Yum. Not one letter was correct. Not one.
I had a coworker named Earl. He once cut a letter addressed to Fartle.
When I was 3, I got a huge cut from an accident in my house. I can't remember. And when I was taken to hospital, my parents actually had the piece of skin that was torn off. Only God knows why, and there was enough of the skin to sew it back on with stitches. So now, I have a huge scar. One day, a D-bag friend of mine asked me about my scar, and I tell him the above story. Then he proceeded to go on a 10-minute rant about how medical technology has not advanced far enough to do a procedure like that. I lose all hope in humanity at this point for people living under rocks like this. I broke my foot in two places in October. I was sitting down on the floor in gym before class because I was exhausted. Some girl walked up to me and kicked me as hard as she could on my boot. I was bawling and all she could say was,
"I wanted to see if it was really broken."
She ended up re-breaking my foot and setting my recovery back 2 months. Although it doesn't happen often, as a Japanese-American, I get occasional crap about the atrocities Japan committed during World War II. It doesn't make much sense considering my great-grandparents came to the US around 1900 to 1920. Also, my grandfathers both fought in the US Army during the war too, the 442nd Segregated Regiment. Not really offensive, but ridiculous. Her?
Where did you adopt your kids from?
Me? I didn't.
Then where did you get them?
I made them.
With my wife.
Explanation, my wife is Chinese while I'm one of many flavors of vanilla, so my kids look Asian-ish. When I talk to someone on the late bus in 7th grade,
"I find it's fun to communicate with the losers," said the girl.
Frick you, Melissa. That set back the recovery of my social anxiety by a few years. Congrats on getting knocked up at 19.
A co-worker of mine, who'd started working probably a couple of weeks prior to this, asked me out of the blue and all of a sudden,
"So, are you like trans or something?"
What offended me wasn't that she thought I looked like MTF, or the possibility of someone seeing me as trans, it was that she saw a tall, flat-chested, homely girl and reasoned that the girl must have been born a boy. Also, who asks a stranger something so personal in the first place? When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.